Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad in Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined as always by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Preet Donaldson III of North England.
In North England, but now in South England. Oh, you know, Chris, yeah, good. I am having a lovely week of filling in forms and doing podcasts and editing. I know you're like always slaving off a hot video editing stove, but podcasts take a while. If they're complicated ones, they do take. Well, this one doesn't take any time. Let's make that very clear. I just mash together our little voices and release it, and sometimes I don't even do that. Podcasts take a long time, don't they? Sitting down, slaving out in front of an old version of Sony Vegas.
just go through all the racist rhetoric.
All the mock comments that we say. It's been a good week. Did I tell you last week that Vevra Kofu, my J-League team, managed to get to the Asian Champions League? They won the Emperor's Cup.
Wow.
The Emperor's Cup. Even though they're in J2, which is the second league, and I've not looked at the league in the last couple of weeks, but they are dangerously close to going down again to the third division. But they are in a situation where they're actually in the Asian Champions League. So well done, Ventforet Kofu. It's weird seeing everyone in the stand, in the stands, kind of wearing masks still, though. I'll never get used to people wearing masks at a football match. It's all very bizarre.
I like the sound of that, the Emperor's Cup. Do they wheel out the Emperor, like, especially to, like, hand
maybe
out the cup?
Maybe.
That'd be amazing.
And I've also found a cracking little Japanese punk band called The Means. Mm. They're called The Means, and they do sort of, if you like, the Bouncing Souls, an old sort of oi oi punk band from the 90s / noughties. They're very, very good, and they are worth a watch on YouTube. But maybe if you're in Japan, maybe you can go and see them. TheMeans-JP.com on the old website. I've just clicked on it. 403 forbidden. So that's not working. Just give them a search on Twitter. The Means Official.
Sounds like every Japanese website.
Websites haven't got any better, have they? Not even like the biggest websites. They're still awful.
They are really bad. I don't know why. Like, there's just no good IT in Japan. Actually, it's one of the few sectors that's good for, like, coming over as a foreigner to work in IT, because they just don't really teach it that well here.
No.
I've been on travelling around. I was actually at Haneda Airport to pick up a friend, or my editor, Dave, who is in Japan. It's very exciting. It's really weird to seeing. I'm like, what are you doing here? You can't come in. Oh, wait, you can now. And it's nice. Like, Haneda Airport, when I was waiting for him, it's like normal. It's like it used to be. You wouldn't know if you turned up today that there'd been like 2 years of the gates being closed. Really nice to have people back in. Really exciting.
Cool.
Tell you what isn't nice.
What?
Matthew Perry from Friends.
Where's that come from?
Completely random. I don't know. I was reading the news earlier, and it was like Matthew Perry hates Keanu Reeves, and it was just really surreal.
What?
Matthew Perry, he's got a biography, autobiography out, and he's got a sentence. His friend, remember River Phoenix?
Yes.
The actor who passed away. He was like, it's a tragedy that River Phoenix is dead. and Keanu Reeves is still walking around. And he, and throughout, wow. sprinkled throughout his autobiography, there's just lines like this, like, yeah, it's a shame though, isn't it? Keanu Reeves is alive. It's like, what the fuck? And he's, it's
your
just so random.
Joke,
there's
bro.
No...
Keanu Reeves is a cunt.
It's just so wow. weird. It's like, what the hell? What did Keanu Reeves do to you?
Well, bearing just... in mind that, like, Keanu Reeves... Maybe he's not... I guess sort of people are all fair with how much of a darling Keanu Reeves is. Because, you know, he's gone through loss in his life. Yeah, he's had a difficult life. He seems to work very hard. He rides the tube or the metro system, wherever he is.
And smart
he's,
PR
and he's,
move.
Yeah, exactly. It's easily done, isn't it? But I think
I ride
he's...
the tube.
But he seems like an absolute stand-up guy. I interviewed him. Nice bloke. Mm. You know, no nicer than anyone else. But he... But I just like that, that Matthew Perry's misjudged the room a little bit and called Keanu Reeves a dickhead.
It's a really interesting individual to paint a target on, given how Keanu Reeves has had a sort of big resurgence in popularity in the last half decade. Everyone loves him. Yeah. Granted, he's not like an Oscar-worthy actor necessarily. Mm. He's a very good sort of performer and stunt performer, if you've seen John Wick. But it's just really random. And he hasn't sort of... delve deeper into why he dislikes Keanu Reeves so much, and I find that mesmerising.
But like, I remember seeing Keanu Reeves' band Dogstar at either Glastonbury or Reading Festival back in like the early noughties, and people were throwing shit at him because it was just, you know, it just felt like an indulgence, you know what I mean, like of a big actor being in a rock band. And I remember a time when he was a bit of a joke because he's not the best actor, he's a bit wooden, and that was kind of his thing, and he made a lot of money doing that. But so I remember him being... So I think maybe Matthew Perry's just kind of going back to a comedic well, a comedic touchstone.
Maybe,
from the noughties, when he obviously himself was in his heyday, and he's trying to do jokes. I think it's always... I think if you're going to do your own kind of like autobiography, just show it to someone else. Show it to someone else. And go, is this all right?
Show it to anyone. Anyone.
Yeah.
God forbid. Why did you interview Keanu Reeves? What was that about?
I think it was John Wick 2. John Wick 2. I think it was John Wick 2. It was John Wick 2.
John Wick 2. Yeah. What was he like? Was he nice?
Yeah, nice. Smelled nice.
Was he affable?
Affable. Very affable.
Smelt nice.
Yeah.
I forget, I mean, you've met all these celebrities. I forget you've smelled them. That's something. You should write a book. What do all the celebrities smell like?
What smell like, yeah.
You could do Jennifer Lawrence, Keanu Reeves, Chris Pratt, Noel Gallagher. The possibilities
the list
are endless. Bryan Cranston.
The list has ended.
But anyway, that I just read that and I was like, oh, that's just a thing. That's sad.
Yeah.
That's very sad. Maybe quite a great way to sell your biography, though. I'll make the note for the Abroad in Japan book. I'll just be like, oh, I hate Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Buy my book and find out why. Absolutely. Well, yeah. I hate Pete Donaldson as well. We got a story this week from Anna from Brighton, who says, hello, Crapulous Chris and Peachy Pete. On my last... wait a minute, Crapulous Chris.
Steady.
On my last visit to Japan in 2018, I decided to finally meet my online pen pal, Asa, for the first time. We met on a language exchange website, and we'd been talking for a few months before my trip. While I could barely muster up a sentence in Japanese, she could speak English pretty damn well. Being a solo female traveller, I was a bit nervous that she might, in fact, turn out to be some kind of dodgy catfish, especially as her only picture was a ginger moggy. But I pushed that to the back of my mind. She suggested that we meet at the second exit of Yoyogi Park Station at 6 p.m. and we should walk to a local dog cafe. I was at the second exit of Yoyogi Park Station 2 days ago.
This is
I feel invested in this story now. The day came around, and after a long day of wandering, my phone was close to dying. I made it to Yoyogi Station 40 minutes early to avoid my phone running out and getting lost. 6 p.m. came around and she messaged to let me know that she was here. But I couldn't see her anywhere. Are you at the second exit? She asked, and looking round, I couldn't see any kind of exit number. Standing there confused with 4% on my phone and unsure of how to describe where I was, other than saying, opposite McDonald's, I quickly sent my live location. Jesus Christ. I could see annoyance through her response. Yep, it's not there. You're supposed to be at Yoyogi Park Station. I kept searching on Google Maps for a Yoyogi Park Station and couldn't find it anywhere. Losing my sanity, along with my phone battery, she messaged to say Koen means park. So I thought it would work better if I'd tell her, you park for Koen. What? I thought, what does that mean? What does that mean?
Coin.
So I thought it would work better if I tell you park for coin. You need your Yogi Coin station. Oh, right. Of course, there's two stations, right? There's your Yogi Park station, then just like your Yogi station.
Oh,
seeing
there,
her
right.
message just before my phone died, I was able to make a dash for the correct station, hoping she wouldn't give up and ditch me. Luckily, she did not. She apologised for not being more specific, and I apologise for not being ignorant enough to not just Google what park was in Japanese. We had an awesome time at the dog cafe, and afterwards she took me for udon in the Sky Tree, where I attempted to explain, and very poorly, showcase the array of accents found in Britain. She remains a great friend to this day. Much love, Anna from Brighton. What a happy story. A happy ending there.
Anna and Asa in the Cohen, hanging out, getting confused. It's a little song for you there. Anna from Brighton.
What if that kind of story is a bit scary. There was a case where, do you remember that case a year ago or so where a popular, I think, Instagram or TikTok star, who is this model?
Right.
This model girl in her 20s just turned out to be like a 65-year-old man who had just literally done a face app and turned into his appearance into young and then female, and that was his brand.
Oh, wasn't he a motorcyclist? I don't know whether he. That's the thing with modern life. You kind of. Would you use a pro? Is he? Did he present himself? Was that his old character, or was it? Hot motorcycle girl. So is that like, is it a character or is it him? You know what I mean? So like, how to describe him or her? So apologies if we've mispronounced him. But I just like very much the fact that he looked amazing. He looked absolutely amazing.
His character, the girl looked amazing. I can't remember what the response was, if it was negative or not. I mean, I don't know if he was misleading people, right? I don't know if he was straight up misleading people.
I don't think he was particularly kind of like. I think he
kept it a secret.
Yeah, I mean,
he was a 65-year-old bloke.
Yeah, it was a. I just like the fact that he was just constantly sort of going, I went for my prostate exam. I mean, I went for my lady exam. Just constantly accidentally dropping absolute howlers when it comes to pretending that he's a young motorcycle lady. It was a lot of fun, and he'd done a lovely job on it, so well done him.
Absolutely. And luckily, at least this was a happy ending here as well. Mm. Like, this could have gone very dark.
Well, your yogi is a vast. And I didn't realise there's a yogi park and your yogi station. But either way, someone's probably going to be selling takoyaki outside on a Saturday afternoon, which I very much respect.
Indeed. I was in Yogi Park 2 days ago playing chess for my chess boxing match. I've got a chess trainer now. Guy called Charlie.
Cool.
I was sitting in the park playing chess.
That's lovely.
With a cool autumn breeze, leaves falling down around me. It's beautiful. It's lovely.
Chris, that's absolutely lovely. I remember walking through Yogi Park once and there was like a little piccolo player, like an old man. Could have been a young woman. Could have been using the face app. He was just by himself, wandering around like a bard or a minstrel.
Really?
And he was just playing a little piccolo by himself. And I was like, is this fucking country like Zelda or something? He looks like he might dispense side quests.
That's bloody awesome. Mm. Yeah, you don't see like busking as much in Japan. I quite like that in the UK. You go into a train station, there's someone hitting a keyboard before you get on the train.
But some people you'll have like idols and little kind of like singer songwriters outside like busy stations, but you don't see it as often, do you? And I think running around I think just being in Yogi Park and just, I guess there's very little space and free space and communal space that can be used in the middle of Tokyo, certainly. So you will see young lasses like doing their kind of like very highly synchronized sort of idol dance moves in the in there. And it's got a lovely dog park as well. Lovely dog park in there.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, Yogi Park, beautiful. Love it. Can't fault it. Definitely go there. But well done, Anna. Nice story there. I love those kind of stories as well. If I was going to make a short film, I love the idea of just meeting a stranger. When I was a kid, I loved that movie You've Got Mail with Meg Ryan, Tom Hanks. It's a guilty pleasure. You've Got Mail. It's a great film. Go and watch that. What's going on, though, today in Japan, Mr. Dawson. What is the news of the week?
Well, it's something that, I mean, it's not really a dark story per se. It's a bit of life that, you know, as young, thrusting men, childless men, we've not had to experience, fortunately.
thrusting childless men.
Thrusting childless
men. That's not a sentence
men.
I want to hear.
We're the
on
thrusting
podcast.
Childless men of abroad Japan. Basically, like in a lot of hospitals around the world, there is a way of securing the safety of children who, in other experiences and circumstances, a young woman who finds herself in a situation where she's unable to care for a child might drop off a baby outside a hospital just in the street, sometimes in bins. You know, these stories come about where babies are found in sort of strange places where usually young mothers who don't want anyone to know that they're pregnant, etc., etc. They basically, drawing on the success of the baby hatch system pioneered by another hospital in Kumamoto for unwanted newborns, there's one that's going to be opening in Tokyo, and it's the first one in the Tokyo metropolitan district. It's a controversial topic, as they say in the piece, but one of the doctors, basically a paediatrician, Hiroyuki Kogori, they created a baby hatch to protect babies' lives, because obviously when a young woman or even a young family are in a situation where they just cannot take care of a child, they're not in the right state of mind. They panic, and then you get these horrible stories where babies, and more often than not, they're found alive, which is fucking brilliant, in places like, you know, post box and, you know, bins, somewhere warm, and they want to protect the child. These sort of things happen all over the world, and it's just, I had no idea that Tokyo wouldn't have one.
Yeah,
where you can sort of drop off a baby, no questions asked, where in a situation where, you know, otherwise you'd put them in risk of being in a bit of trouble. Unfortunately,
I had no idea that there was it was literally called a baby hatch, where you basically drop off a kid. I mean, there's been quite a few news stories over the years in Japan that I've read where they have found a baby, dead or alive, in random locations, like I think I read one with a coin locker in front of a station.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise that's because places like Tokyo don't have facilities like a baby hatch, where mothers who aren't in a position to look after them can sort of just, like, you know, hand them off or whatever. So I didn't know that. That's quite interesting.
And in a world and in a country that there's a lot of shame around around every aspect of women's lives, I think these kind of things can just, it's sad that it's necessary for wider issues, but it's good that that they've created this in a Tokyo hospital. There's also this new hospital that's being built will also allow confidential births, where a woman can give birth anonymously by revealing her identity only to a single hospital staff member. Don't know, so you can do this in this Catholic hospital in Kumamoto, the only hospital in Japan where women can choose a confidential birth. I don't know how that works when it comes to the care system in Japan, and to be honest, as again, a young thrusting childless man from the Reborn Japan podcast based in Southend England, I think, you know, I'm never going to know, but I would be interested to see how the government can make sure the care of the child is utmost priority if it's a confidential birth. I'm sure they've factored that in, but it can only be a positive thing in a very sad and desperate situation. So well done them. I think
it's something I hadn't really thought of. I mean, when I was growing up in the UK,
I'm
going to
put you in one. Don't want this Chris Broad anymore. It's rubbish.
They ditched me in a hedge. I actually live right next to a town that had some of the highest teenage pregnancy birth rates in all of Western Europe.
Right.
And it wasn't, you know, you sort of got accustomed to people, kids, women aged 15, not even women at this point, girls aged 14, 15, really young, who had kids pushing them in prams and whatnot. So it's sort of kind of almost normalized to me. But in Japan, it's very much a stigma around having a child and not being married, right? It's very, even though I don't know if there's a sort of religious element to it, Christianity. We don't have that here, but I don't know. There's a really bad stigma against it, so it's seen as very bad. And this is going to be a good thing, as far as I'm concerned. But this is what happens when a topic that I'm not well versed in. It's fascinating, though. It is fascinating, and a step in the right direction. Mm. Let's now go to the fax machine, or rather, let's take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment with your stories, comments, and questions in the fax machine.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania, too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritize your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
Enjoy the adverts.
And we're back with the fax machine. What do we got this week from our listeners? Mr. Donaldson, strike us down.
We've got messages from the likes of Steve Blackman, who sounds famous. Am I thinking of Roger Black, the runner? Doesn't matter. Yes. It just doesn't matter. It never matters, Chris. It never matters. Hi, congenial Chris and personable Pete. Greetings from sunny Cyprus. I'm curious as to what rules are for face Max. For face masks currently. I watch a lot of content creators in Japan. I've noticed that the wearing of face masks seems to be entirely random. Are there any rules and regulations in place, and what are they? Would it be fair to say, Chris, that they are pretty constant everywhere, but content creators obviously feel like to communicate you need to see your lips, so they probably take them off for a bit.
I just like the name Face Max. That's a really cool brand name for face masks.
Exactly.
For like people like me who have a big face because they eat too much chicken. I use Face Max. But the rules and regulations, I mean, at the moment, the government said you don't need to wear them outside. But everyone still does. Everyone still wears them. You wear them when you go inside somewhere, right? And that's the main thing. Wear them when you go in somewhere.
Right.
But it's a weird thing. You walk into a restaurant, you wear your mask, you sit down at the table, you can take it off. So it's all a bit ridiculous because it's still taking it off anyway.
Right.
But when I'm filming, though, I don't like wearing my face mask. It just feels a bit... in the height of the pandemic, I get it. But like now, I just don't like filming with a mask on. It feels very impersonal and odd. And so if I am forced to wear a mask somewhere, generally I try not to film there. And that's my way around that. We got one here from Derek from Arizona. He says, "Dear Chris and Pete, my name's Derek, and I just recently returned from an educational tour of Japan. I'm still not over how delicious all of the melon-flavoured things are. I'm saddened that the US has yet to discover this taste phenomenon. What's your favourite melon-flavoured food? And if not melon, what flavour of food do you go crazy for? Wishing you all the best. Derek from Arizona. Funnily enough, I was at a restaurant yesterday with melon cocktails. It's melon season, apparently. And literally every drink had melons in it. I don't like melons, Derek, so I'm your arch nemesis. I'm your rival. I just hate the weird, sweet, awkward taste of melon. I despise it. Give me cranberries, bananas, apples. I love apples. Give me an apple-based product and I'll love it forever. Give me a melon and I'll hit you in the face.
Do you not think that, like, because in every bar, there's always like a little melon ice cream soda sort of job that you can have. I love that awful bright green, chemically approximation that just sounds, that tastes halfway between bubblegum and melon. It's so chemically. I really do. And it's very refreshing. It's very, it's not too aggressive.
No,
it's clear. It's crisp on the palate. I like it. I like the melon sodas, Chris. I like them.
Melon. Halfway between bubblegum and bollocks. Honestly, it's awful. You know, there's a really big popular thing here, melon pan, melon bread, right? Mm. Awful. Why do people like it?
I don't think I've ever had it, you know. That's bad crack from me.
Keep
bad
it that
crack
way.
From me. I'm very Keep much enjoying way. The fact that everybody who's kind of popped into Japan over the past couple of weeks, they send you pictures of the family chicky, and I get pictures of people trying Coolish. And it's been a quiet couple of years where people haven't sent me any Coolish. They haven't
True,
had access
yeah.
to it. And now I'm getting a message pretty much every day. So thank you very much for everyone who's got in touch, and just enjoy that Coolish, baby. Enjoy it.
Absolutely. Funnily enough, actually, on the subject of melon pan, a subject we'll bring to a swift end and never discuss in a moment. When I was in Hakodate once, I was walking down the street in the middle of nowhere, and there was a shop that claimed to be the second best melon pan restaurant in all of Japan. And I don't know how they came to that conclusion. How does that happen?
The second best restaurant?
The second best melon pan.
Oh, melon
bakery,
pan,
sorry.
Right, okay, sorry.
We have the second best melon pan in Japan.
We're top five
where
melon
from?
Pans.
Did they decide they weren't simply good enough to be the best? And they were like, look, if we say we're the best, that's a tough one to do. But second best.
I was watching a football match yesterday and it was saying Turkish, the best European airline. And I was like, is it definitely? I mean, you can say that, but I mean, what are the
Turkish
factors? Yeah, Turkish Airlines.
The best airline?
Yeah. I was like, what's that about?
It's pretty nice, though. I did fly to Japan on Turkish Airlines once, and I was pleasantly impressed, dare I say.
Yeah.
I wasn't suppressed on Turkish Airlines. Yeah, I want that known. I want that out there. We've got one here from Michael. What does Michael say, Pete?
Michael says, hello, Chili Chris and Paula Pete. This is Michael from the Philippines. After watching your 48 hours of Sapporo Snow Festival video, my family and I booked a trip to Sapporo in February. As we're coming from a country where snow is basically non-existent, we don't have a slightest idea what to bring to combat the cold, snowy weather. We have down jackets, gloves and scarves, but we don't know what to buy or wear for pants and shoes. As you two come from the cold country we call the UK, what should we look for? What stores in Japan can we find cold weather gear from? Kind regards, Michael from the Philippines. It's a situation where you probably need, I would recommend some glorious thermal underwear, undercrackers.
Oh, just buy a duvet, wrap it around you.
Wrap it around you, with belts.
You'll get some good photos.
Yeah.
I mean, what stores in Japan? Go to Don Quixote, the shop where you can buy literally anything, from weird vaping equipment to sex toys and chocolate. That's the place where you buy your clothes. And the clothes are very reasonably priced, and that gets my vote. Go to Don Quixote.
Yeah.
Go to Daiso. Buy some towels, fashion them into fine winter clothing. Anything.
No,
like
I would go thermal underwear from but buy it where you are rather than in Japan because they're fucking expensive. It just gets very, very cold on the legs. You don't think about your legs until you're bloody freezing.
Absolutely, yeah. It's an exciting time at the moment. It's Halloween at the moment. I've got abroad in Japan Halloween party in a few days' time.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Why, are you gonna? I'm secretly hoping you're gonna like pop out the window, out of a cupboard, and be like, "Look, it's me." Is that gonna happen, Pete? Are we gonna get a surprise?
Probably not. Well, I'll just say maybe, and then you'll be so distracted by your amazing Halloween party, you'll never know.
I'll just cry if you're not there. I'll just cry at the event. I'm like, who said he was gonna come? We've got Pete Macy is the MC, Premier T. The American, but if you can't get the British Pete, you get the American Pete in to get the job done.
He's very
good.
Or if
you can afford both, you bring them both to the event and have them come to the Abroad in Japan Christmas party in London instead.
True that. Looking forward to that. Fun.
Get all the Petes. All the best of both worlds. Keep the stories, questions, comments coming in, guys, to abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back later in the week to do it all over again. But for now, no matter where you might be, out there in the big wide world, have yourself a great few days. We'll see you right back here to do it all over again on the Abroad in Japan Podcast. Bye for now. Have a good one.
Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.